Vince's Vixen. Written by Dale Meyer. Narrated by Pavi Prochko. Prologue. On his way to buy steaks for dinner, Vince Manor had been stopped with a phone call. As he stood in the compound, he heard Desi and Diamond in a corner of the room. He shook his head at Desi. "Holy crap," he said, watching the two. He knew it was serious, but he hadn't realized just how serious. Levi walked in to stand beside him and said, "You're next." "That's guaranteed to make me run," Vince said. "This is freaking scary stuff." "No," Levi said. "It's the best thing that can happen to any of us. Don't be scared of it. When it's your turn, you'll know it." "Nah," Vince said. "Everybody around me has all the good women. There isn't another one left in the world, I'm sure. Knowing me, I'll end up with some nutcase, a bitch, and I mean that in the nicest canine way." Levi chuckled. "No, but maybe what you need is somebody with a bit of spirit, somebody to help you laugh." "Oh no," he said, "no matchmaking." "No matchmaking required," Levi said. "I'm pretty sure the next job with your name on it will find you the perfect woman." "Hell no. And if her name starts with a V, I'm out of there. There will be no Victorias in my world, or Valeries or Veras or anything else." Levi chuckled, then burst into great big guffaws of laughter. "What are you laughing at?" Vince asked suspiciously. "I know exactly what it'll be. It'll be Vince's Vixen." Then he went off in a storm of laughter again. Vince stared at him. "Oh, hell no," he said. The last thing he wanted was somebody who would argue all the time. He wanted spirit, yes, but he sure as hell didn't want too much of it. And he had a sad feeling it was just too damn bad. Levi had already forecasted Vince's future, whether he liked it or not. Chapter 1. The crackling static of the PA system shook Vince out of the computer work he was doing. He was in the office at the compound, handling some of the research he took over for Stone so he could upgrade the security system. With the advent of the completed swimming pool installation, they'd added in fences and made strategic use of plants from California in the yard, too. So now they were taking a new look at security and who could see stuff going on in the pool area. Of course, Reyes and Reyna were handling that part. It was always about security here, and Vince understood that. Often meetings were all about new ideas, new concepts they were sorting out through research. He was currently looking at a different kind of sensor to allow them to see if anybody moved within 100 yards of the perimeter of the compound. The problem with that, given the countryside they lived in, was the animal wildlife. Levi could put up a sensor and set a target weight for detecting an intruder, so anybody moving in the 200-pound category would set off the alarm, whereas anything small, like a coyote, wouldn't. And of course, that would help, but would it be effective? And an awful lot of crazy-ass men were out there who were in the 150-pound range. Women, too. Vince continued going through the research, printing off and circling sections he thought should be reviewed. "Full staff meeting in the kitchen right now, please," said Ice, her voice coming across the PA system. "We have a call coming in. Attention, everyone. A team is going out immediately, all hands on deck." Vince closed down what he was working on, stacked up the research paperwork, and headed to the kitchen. Being on paperwork duty wasn't his ideal task. He understood the necessity, but if there was an op, he wanted in on it. He really enjoyed being here, loving the camaraderie of working for Levi and Ice. They were now engaged, with no wedding date planned yet, but Ice's face always held a smile. For that, Vince had to give it hands down to Levi. He'd done a good thing when he had asked her to marry him. Levi probably didn't know how much it meant to some people, and maybe Levi didn't even think it was important to Ice. She always seemed so independent and so capable. But then Levi must have realized how much their lives were entwined and that a commitment mattered to her. And it had. As Vince walked into the kitchen, a good 7 people already waited. That was reassuring. His odds of going out on the job just went up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?